Coney Island is only half a kilometer wide, but this playground by the sea has been offering giant-sized fun ever since the 19th century. It's been a Big Apple summertime destination, beginning with its first carousel in 1876, Luna Park in 1903, and the Cyclone in 1927, reputed to be the world's first roller coaster, and now on the National Register of Historic Places.
This is my first ride this summer, so I'm so super excited.
The Wonder Wheel, Coney Island's most visible landmark, has been family-owned and operated since it opened in 1920. DJ Verderas works 7 days a week helping to maintain and operate the 180 metric ton contraption.
I'm proud because I feel like I'm part of maintaining the jewel of Coney Island. The Wonder Wheel is like that centerpiece that's part of Coney Island history, and I hope and believe it'll be part of Coney Island's future for another 100 years.
Coney Island had its heyday before World War II. It was a prime destination for working class and immigrant families seeking respite from the city's factories and tenements. But the area went into steep decline between the late 1960s and the 1990s.
Since then, there's been this renaissance. There's three new amusement parks here. You know, life is coming back.
Nearly 5 kilometers of Atlantic Ocean Beach lie adjacent to the rides. Tourists and residents alike like to beat the heat here. For many New Yorkers, Coney Island, especially Nathan's on the Boardwalk, is nostalgia. The hot dog shop opened in 1916 and has been turning out dogs and fries year-round ever since. Alphonse Lorente brought his family from nearby Long Island.
It was really great. I thought the flavor was really great. The chili was fantastic. I loved it.
For those who can't stomach hot dogs, there are old-fashioned rides and games of luck and skill.
My sister took me to Coney Island and won this for me.
Corporate developers have raised the rents on many old-time concessions and forced some out of business.
Strong people survive.
Coney Island native Monica G had to move 3 times in as many years. She's angry and says attractions like hers give Coney Island its soul.
Our spirit will live on long after we're dead, honey. We're blood, sweat, and tears on the block.
Coney Island, with its unique mix of nostalgia and thrills, will be spinning in full force through September when the leaves turn gold. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.